Blog Talk Radio.
It is the third brother and sister!
This is a journey into the sound.
The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive in the mix.
Funky and furious, and in full effect.
George, you see, Julie and I have a very
open...
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this, and more.
Content with your host, the God Hey Woo. Our guest later on will be SAM, and we'll be chatting with him for a bit, man, letting him talk about what he got going on. Other than that, y'all know what time it is. It's time for What's on the God's Mind. You know, right now, the news has been covering this tragedy of these 300 or so missing girls in Nigeria kidnapped by the Boko Haram. you know, militant group or whatever they want to call it. But it's kind of strange that, you know, another group has pushed forth this bastardized version of Islam and made excuses to justify these atrocious acts. You know, it's crazy because the whole issue is education. And it's strange as hell that education is really an issue when Khadija, the first wife of the Prophet Muhammad, was a very well-educated woman. Not only an educated woman, but an educated businesswoman who inherited and ran her father's very successful business, making more money than almost anybody else in the trade business at the time. So it's kind of strange that people will take their own personal beliefs, find any little phrase or two words together or sent in the Quran to justify their actions, when all said and done, it's simply man's attempt to subjugate women to keep them barefoot, pregnant, you know. In 2014, this is still where people are at. You know, people still want to steal children and sell children to make a few dollars. And it's ridiculous because this dude is supposed to be a Muslim, but as he speaks of Allah and what Allah allows him to do, he smiles and giggles like a buffoon. And it's crazy because these terrorist organizations, you know, in attempt to save or help or look out or promote Islam, commit acts that are totally against and violate those things that are in the tenets of Islam. Going into a village, shooting up a bunch of people, I don't understand how this is possible or could be considered anything about Islam, Islam meaning peace. So, I mean, you know, we really need to get involved in, you know, petitions and signing for, you know, the United States government to go over there and help out and see if they can't bring these young girls home, because they deserve education as well as to be safe. But that being said, it brings to mind the fact that there are over 64,000 black women missing. Well, should I say black women and girls missing in the United States of America. And, you know, them being missing or the crime or possible disappearance doesn't make world news. It doesn't make national news. It doesn't even make, you know, in most cases, local media. You know, it's like it's not even, as if it's not even worthy of being reported, as if, you know what I'm saying, the loss of a black child or a black woman, for that matter, is not worthy of being reported. And it's sad to say that in 2014, in which we struggle so much to speak about how race is no longer an issue, that we still suffer from what I like to call, and what's been called in the media on different websites, as America's blonde hair, blue eye syndrome, meaning that when a European person sees a child that reminds them of their own, they immediately jump into action, which leaves me with the one thing that can change, and that is that we have to take action. We have to mobilize ourselves and look out for our own. We have to protect our own. The black community has to be the mobilizing force in order to search for, to point out, to highlight the fact that there are black girls, black boys, black men and women missing in this country. I mean, I don't want it to be misinterpreted that I don't see it as a tragedy that 300 young girls who were simply attempting to get an education were kidnapped and snatched up by some people hiding behind the Quran and attempting to justify their actions. I won't say Muslims, but these people who have these fanatic beliefs have done. I don't want anybody to think that I'm attempting to take away from that, because, you know, we all came from Africa, found ourselves in this country. And so, you know, these are the people who we descend from. So that's how it is. But, I mean, something has to be done. can we, you know, live every day? You know, we posting nonsense and bullshit. I mean, it's like it's not a big deal to retweet the picture of a, you know, a young black girl, black boy, or, you know, a person of color, or for that matter, anybody. But I'm saying is we have reached a point in time in which, unfortunately, we have to look out for our own, because there's really nobody else looking out for it. You know, we have to find ways to bring it to the attention of our own communities, because it's like it would appear that we ourselves are not even aware of the fact that these people are missing. I mean, 64,000. That's a tremendous number. I mean, that's states, that's cities of people are missing. It's like imagine a whole city just disappeared and nobody knew where they were at. So, you know, I'm just saying, everybody think about that, man. Look at your sister, look at your brother, look at your mom, and imagine if she was missing tomorrow, what you would want somebody to do. And, you know, try to do something, man. You know, they have a Facebook page called Missing But Not Forgotten that, you know, speaks about, you know, the young black girls missing or what have you. And, you know, get over there, man, and check that out, man. You know, they got a lot of pictures over there, a lot of people, man. Look at some of the pictures. Maybe you've seen somebody or you know somebody, or if you see something strange, man, you know, try to help out. But right now, you know, we're going to get into some music. I figure we can jump into this Sunrise that has a feature of Jessica K. Cho. Y'all can go there and follow her on Twitter at JESSICAKCHO. And we're going to come on back, man, and talk a little more while we wait for Sam to show up.
Today, we forget the wrongs of yesterday. We turn into a She gon' tell me about her day, I'm gon' tell her about her night. She gon' get up in that kitchen, she gon' get a nigga right. I'm gon' keep playing my game, I'm so deep off in my season. And she ain't even trippin', cause she ain't got a reason. And she can cook her ass off, dinner served, I go to work. Take that girl up to the bedroom, then I have myself dessert. Yeah, hit it, light her up like I do my trees. Yeah, hit it, light her up and kick up my feet, I'm off that. I'm off that I'm off that Kush and 2K, so that 2K just dropped. When I ain't got no Xbox, that 2K just got copped. Cause my girl son got an Xbox, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. They both sleep, but I'm posted. Cause most of the time when they awake, I'm probably online promoting. But the notion that I never relax, I find annoying. I'm a human being that happens to rap, then record it. And sometimes I choose to unwind, not to get loaded, but to stuff it in the peace pipe and smoke it. It's ibuprofen for my migraine. So as you can guess, that indica kush is probably my strain. I give it a puff, I'm in the garage and it's the right aim. But that high will spoil probably outside, cause it's like the ice age. So politely I return to the room, find a controller, plug it in like a glade scented oil. And all I really need is like an hour on the box, with my Lakers posting up the White Howard on the block. I'm off that, 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 I'm off that. 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 I'm off that.
I told you I'm gonna do you right. We're gonna last forever, no fight. light. And you can come around with me. You can buy whatever you see.
By Lil Fly. So what's going on? I was checking out Facebook and Twitter, and you know, right now we got this big controversy. Everybody's talking about a picture of Willow Smith, 10 years old, laying on the bed in a picture with the cat Moise, this Arias, you know, shirtless. I mean, you know, it's 21 years old. It's crazy, you know, they say it's art, but you know, I don't see the purpose of it. I don't see any, like, artistic value to it. I think it's purely for the sake of controversy because we all are talking about it. I think that's a new trend that we have in our society, people posting or doing things or videoing things for shock value. You know, look at me, look how hard I go, look how desperate I am to get your attention, look at the lengths to which I will reach to have you talking about me. And I don't know whether it's Willow Smith, whether it's Moses or Moises, however you pronounce it, or whether it's the photographer, but somebody decided that they wanted to do something to shock everybody. I never question anybody's parenting because each and every individual is responsible for the rearing conduct and behavior of their own child, so I won't question Will and Jada on, you know, what's going on with their child. I just question our society in which it's looked at as something negative in the first place, where we've reached a place at which it has to be questioned, is that, or even me, myself, I find, I look at it as something bad, and it's nothing sexual or negative at all about it. It's simply that the thought process in this country has created an environment in which we look at it that way, and for that purpose, we have to question whether or not these type of things are necessary. We just went through this a few years back with Miley Cyrus and her dad, you know, with the pictures, the sheet hanging off her shoulders or what have you, and it was viewed and looked at as some type of sexual type of way. I mean, we sexualize everything, and understanding that everything that's done, especially two people laying on the bed, we sexualize or question. It's like, at what point do we stop and say, you know, maybe I should do this? Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you necessarily should. So what do you think? I mean, everybody been posting comments, and some people outraged, and some people unfazed by it. But what do you think? I mean, you know, if you're listening in over on Blog Talk Radio, you can call into the show at 646-200-3860. Press 1 and chat with us. Give us your opinion. You know, if you're on the line, you know, press 1. You want to come in and weigh in on it, then feel free to do so. You know, as I said, we're waiting around for Matty McFly, a.k.a. S-A-M, to slide through here. And so we're going to get into a little more music and come back and talk a little more until he arrives. So we're going to jump into some of this, I don't know, Thinking Back by T.D. Francis. Oh, Thinking of Brooklyn, that's my bad. Said back, BK. Thinking of BK. Lord have mercy. One of them days.
I'm thinking of Brooklyn. These thoughts that I got going through my head, coming from my perspective. Growing up, you know. Shout out to all my people out of Maryland, Far Rockaway, Queens, Brooklyn, New York, dub on the track, let's go. 74 born, Brooklyn Hospital, St. John's, Wearfield Street, mostly raised by my grandmoms, and Mr. Softy truck selling cups for a penny, and I ain't gonna lie to y'all people, I had plenty. Shouts to the greenhouse, now it's a different color. Key to my baby sister, salute my older brother. And learning came with a price with a few minor rules. In other words, Bushwick, Tilden, Jefferson High School. That's just to name a few. But since I'm still on it, Lane, Lincoln, Erasmus too. And boys and girls, love and respect you too. No hesitation to educate makes the best you. Salute to you and Miss Jackson, y'all true role models, who teach these kids there's no need to keep their thoughts bottled. I guess they say that's just the definition when we say we love to spread love, cause it's the Brooklyn way, hey.
Chili with enough
bail
money to free a big
Willie. Ha ha, Brooklyn. 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 Yeah. The home of Air Jordan, the home of M.O.P. Kane and Jigga, and big only makes it bigger. As I stand here up in this Brooklyn cyclone, to be real, being broke is childish and I'm quite grown. There's mad new ways to define it, that's why I threw that line in, to show I'm in precision, I do it with perfect timing. I remember the days back when the Dodgers owned the diamond. That's just the thoughts I'm having while reminiscing, reclining. And what y'all call the floor seat, I know it as Canarsie. The 96 in Conklin, 100 in J's apart me, from 211 Park to Renton Avenue, LD, at 540 Ashford, 463, from Utica to Pickin, to Putnam and Cornelia, or travel down to Atlantic to parlay at the Barclay, D&D and Kmart, JC and Mohalla, Bugs, Ron, Rick and my people that's out in Far Rockaway, now that's what I call family. Salute my brother King Born, never ever forgotten. Your soul forever lives on. Mr. Richardson, Keisha, Ralph, Bob, Camille, Jameson, Drew, and Kev, even Malika Hill, from my Ave to Rockaway Parkway train station. The LA is connected, so I gotta embrace it. My mini me is like me, how could I overlook it? We share a lot of common, we both born out of Brooklyn. Nils, Lils, Uncle Wayne, Bino, Small, Bumbo, Stack, Kaken, Dula, my family, Gates, Bahari Pierce, Gibraltar, Kmart, DM, Young Rick, Corporal Last Kick, all day.
Come on. Gecko Brothers back once again. We spelling John O. Saying, hitting you with something a little smoothed out. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la. Yeah. Come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. Lock. Yeah.
Check it out. Hey, yo, listen, little lady, let me keep this true. There's no one that I'd rather rock with than you. The way you smile and you walk really make my day. And every time I see you, I forget what to say. You're the hottest little shorty in the whole New York. But I'ma chill for a second, let my man please talk.
Now look for later for the flirting and the casual speaking. Come pin your back against the wall and get your body to leak. You speaking that grown man freaking. He's speaking kinda young, but me speaking with all my tongue. Happy week speaking the tongue. Certified murder, called CSI. For how I kill it, but don't hurt her. Hear that we sex cry, sounding oh so passionate. Now take a second to reconsider your choices of who you got to smash it. Or tell her the rest.
Yeah, I got you, P. She say she got a man, but still coming with me. I know she can't resist all my Harlem swag, but she want me to chase her like a game of tag.
La la la.
Yeah,
la,
like
la.
A game of tag.
La la la. La,
like
la.
A game of tag.
La la la. La la. La la la. La la.
It's no damn secret that the vibe is there. So relax yourself, let me make this clear. I'm feeling you when I know you feel the same. But you're trying to play old like I'm some lame. See, I got no time, but damn you fly. There's no way I could turn and just say goodbye. So stop playing around and just give me a sign.
Now I could give a damn about you, man, because I'm going for mine. Now strictly keep it 100, I ain't playing no games. My only game to lay your back and tear that ass out the frame. While the C's be the ammo when the panties is down. Around your ankles, I can pull them off and won't make a sound. He's speaking tight, disrespectful, though the language is plain. Your man be acting so neglectful, that's a goddamn shame. Contrary to your man's opinion, mind, you're winning. That nigga's Frank Ocean, but you the stream, I wanna swim in. Ain't never had no halo, but for you, I do some sinning.
Yeah, you ain't never had a lover that can do it all day. I go from 4 to 11, check my resume. I hit that ass all night, girl, it won't come quick. It's that 2013 Grand Poobah shit.
I be that way up in the air, foot holder, caresser of a tram stamp. Leg over shoulder, throw it, she flow into the bed is damn. Hit it like a champ, though I ain't never been restless. Bust off on your chest, now you got a pearl necklace.
So think about it, love, and don't pass it by. Cause together we would lay, and that would be fly. Me and you making love to the early morn. And I don't need to tell you that you got it going on. The ball's in your court, but don't wait too long. I gotta bounce, baby John, Gecko Brothers, we're gone.
Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la. Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la la. Come on, now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la la, yeah. Come on, now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la la, come on, now check it out, fellas, la la la, ladies, la la la, thug figures, la la la, chickens, la la la, la la la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la la la. La, la, yeah. Peace to the Tribe Called Quest. You know what I'm saying? Step by. Go la, 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 la.
Hey, twerk team, let me give y'all something to twerk to.
She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in the back, watch that ass lose control. She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in the back, watch that ass lose control. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor.
As soon as I make it rain, turn to a believer. They gon' follow the leader. They love me like I'm Bieber. She's just another teacher. She gon' love me and leave it. That ass having a seizure. She gon' follow on Twitter. That ass having a hiccup. Big ups to the strippers with the big butt. Jesus, we us, who you? Gotta stay true. Everything you do you. What I do, me. Everything Gucci, Prada, throw some dollars. Shake it.
Trigger like a salt trigger.
Make it rain. You know how I ball, nigga.
Move it.
Don't even start in.
Drop it.
Gonna make a fall then. G6, man, nigga, see me.
She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in the back, watch that ass lose control. She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in the back, watch that ass lose control. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor. She twerking that drop.
must be my birthday. Shake it like you in a hurry. Throw money, life is my first day. Go, go bottle, KC Thursday. Slam weight, and she per day. Love it when she working. I'm from the dirty, dirty.
Don't believe, don't believe, don't believe in mercy.
So many ones, I should be first place. Work that ass, make an earthquake. Wine on me, make it vibrate. If I don't get a dance, I'ma cause a riot. I'm smoking on that loud, drinking on that quiet. Pockets so fat, they pockets on a diet. Ass so big, size of a planet.
Ass so big, size of a planet.
All right, all right. We back with another episode of Explicit Content with your host, the God, Hey Rule. If you're tuning in on the computer, you can call into the show at 646-200-3860. Press 1. Participate in the show. Shout out your Twitter, your music, or what have you. Reverb, you know, support yourself. Help us help you. For the sake of the conversation, I'd like to propose a theory that me and a few of my partners was kicking around, man. You know, not implying that I'm a conspiracy theorist or nothing like that. But while we waiting for SAM to show up, I want to just throw something out there that, you know, is to be considered. I mean, you know, we talk about missing planes. You know, the search for Osama bin Laden taught us that as long as the battery and the SIM card are in a phone, we can locate them anywhere in the world. So that's just something I like to put out there before I begin. Now, Malaysia Flight 370 disappeared with 239 people on March the 8th. 239. I'm going to be real, real, real conservative and say 20 people out of 239 have cell phones or tablets, what have you. You know, telephone networks' chances and ability to locate those phones, whether they were off or on. Just something to think about. The second thing is that once the flight was missing, we were given all these distractions. You know, the there were two, three unknown people who got on with forged passports. Turned out to be nothing. One of the pilots had a flight simulator in his home. Talked about that for a day or so. Turned out to be nothing. Families were mistreated and dragged around screaming and hollering. Turned out to be nothing. All these things appeared to be distractions, focusing us away from the fact that the flight itself was missing. Now, I want you to take in consideration around March, you know, coming up on April. North Korea has started testing long-range missiles in which they said could actually reach the United States. They fired off a few mid-range missiles, and from time to time they fire a missile that you know, reaches the sea near Japan. Now, I would like you to consider when in history has the 7th Fleet, mind you, the 7th Fleet of the United States Navy, 7th Fleet, moved in such a vast number to assist in searching for a down plane or lost ship or just something I'm putting out there. You know, I mean, America has great actors. We have unlimited resources. You know, y'all saw the movie, about making a movie that wasn't really a movie in Iran. You know, these people, these imaginary Facebook and Twitter accounts, tweeting out family members missing. Now, I don't want to seem crazy because there's the possibility that there really is a plane that really was missing. But just imagine for a moment the small little things that I've said. Consider them. You know, I have a very close friend that talks a lot about, you know, what's going on in the world today. I mean, you know, it's quite obvious, man, that we're living in days of great change, you know. So it's not to create a religious conversation. I won't say we're living in the last days. Say we're living in days of great change. There's a, let's call it, a feeling, an attitude, a negative energy in the air. I mean, over the last 6 or 7 months, a number of mothers have killed their children. There have been blatant acts of violence perpetrated by children upon other children. Random acts of violence have broken out all over the world, so I just want you to think about that. It's like, I don't know what's going on. And I don't like to make assumptions. You know, I'm a person who likes to be right. So I'll put something out there and allow you to make your mind up about it. You know, like I said, they may a year, 2 years discover this plane or start coming up with pieces of debris. But I mean, in 2 years, you know, you can move pieces of a plane to a specific area, dump them over into the water or pull them back from the water. Haven't really heard anything about families, you know, memorial services or anything like that, those things that would naturally happen if large families came up missing. So I'm just saying we're living in some strange days where a lot of strange things are happening. Just want everybody to be thoughtful, man. Look around. Pay attention to what's going on. There's a lot of stuff happening that, while it may appear to be happening for no reason, it's actually happening for a reason. Somebody has a plan. But, you know, like I said, if you're listening in on a computer, you want to call in and weigh in on what I just said, 646-238-60. And while we wait for Mr. Matty McFly, a.k.a. S.A.M., to get in here, we're going to jump back into some more music. We're going to get into a little bit of this Looking At Him by Black Diamond. Go follow him over there at Twitter at BLKDIAMTHAWORLD. That's Black Diamond, the world. Check my boy out, man. I'm trying to do this work.
A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking, it's looking like it should. The money looking good, I'm looking hood. Ain't no need to ask it, I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me, if you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good. You new to this, let me demonstrate. That's how you do this shit, now watch the haters remonstrate. The money say, the women straight, but we don't love them anyway. Most of the time they just in the way. I whip this heater out, it ain't too intimidate. Some people come, I never implement or indicate. My niggas say cousin blood, those are gang lines. And we ain't talking to the death, those are gang signs. Late summer, we ballin', game time. 30-inch rim, vertical leap, hang time. Go to war and get this paper at the same time. They tell me it's time for change, I tell them I'ma change time. Maybe I just want too much, overachievers. But for this money, I'm religious, overbeliever. And back in the day, I just wanted to sway shoes. So I was moving in packs back in grade school. First I pay my mama rent, then I paid dues. Then I put the game in the U-Haul and made moves. Rough nigga, they wondering how to flow smooth. Used to dream to go to the pros, that was pro tools. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood. Shorty looking good. I'm getting mine, spitting rhymes, committing crimes, whatever, I'm getting mine. These youngins taking that money, I'm just getting high. Niggas waiting to kill me, start trying to cut and get in line. I know they hate it, they mad, I'm so elated. Man, that's all of my inspiration, money motivated. Loyalty over love, love overrated. So if I told you I loved you, it was probably overstated. Bitches for passion, riches for flashing, ammunition for blasting, snitches for caskets. We eating, we hate the dishes to the ass bins. Now kick them suckers out and bring the cash in. Remind me of them banks, bring the ski mask in. Hit the tellers and take the cops, catch the ass in. 100 stacks wrapped in that thick plastic. We throw out all on the table, count it, and then we half it. Old times, in with the new. What that mean? A Ferrari in the Benz too. A mansion, a swimming pool. First to put a club in the living room. Coming soon. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood. Shorty looking good.
All right. You back in another episode of Explicit Content. This is the guy, Hey Ru, and still waiting around for SAM to come through. But while we wait, you know, let's do a little discussion about what we got going on over here at Tweety B Central. As you know, we got Manic Mondays on Mondays, 8 to 10 Eastern Time. That's with yours truly, the God, Hey Ru, and Tweety Bird 334. You can go follow her over on Twitter at TweetyBird334. And on Fridays, we got Grown Folks Business. That's with myself, Tweety Bird, and Country Boy D. Ham. You can also go follow him over on Twitter. That's KUNTRYBOYY underscore DHAM. Anyways, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, I mean, we have the controversy with the Clippers owner. I'm not going to say names, man, because I feel those people done got too much publicity. So I'm going to stay away from that. I had a conversation with, you know, a female friend of mine, and she was saying that whether or not the young chick set him up or not, which she believes that he did, she feels that she was supposed to. She feels that it's her obligation to expose, you know, his racist rants, to inform the public, to let it be known that a person who believes that black people should not even be allowed to come to the game owns an NBA basketball team. So the conversation took place, like, as an individual, I believe that as an individual, he has a right to his opinions, beliefs, philosophies. He can feel how he feels about whatever he wants to feel. But I think as a person of power, who owns a team in a league whose players or members are 80% African-American, black, that you have an obligation to watch what you say and how you say, because what you say and what you think has an effect on the people who come to the games. Now, my thoughts are this. At the end of this season, you know, a lot of players came out prior to this who played for the Clippers saying that it's never a big surprise to them that he felt that way, that it was like common knowledge. It was an open secret, as they say. We already know that, you know, major league professional athletic teams in the United States were always owned by New Age plantation owners. It was always a philosophy that the black player was nothing more than, you know, a slave. I mean, you know, that's how they feel. They're entitled to that, but they smart enough to keep their mouth shut. But it's my belief that at the beginning of next season, if he's not forced to sell his team, that the players will be forced to boycott, because I don't believe that a single black player will be allowed to play for a man who holds such, has such racist leanings. I don't believe that any of the white players on the team will feel comfortable playing in a league that is 80% black for an owner who has such racist leaning. At the end of the day, it's not about what people think or they feel. It's about economics. And I think pressure is going to be brought to bear on the other owners by their players, simply saying that if you're not willing to force this man to sell his team, is it possible that you have leanings that are the same? So we'll see. At the end of the day, I don't think it's going to be about beliefs and philosophies. I think it's going to come down to economics, as always. I don't think we're going to hear a big speech from any of the independent team owners about how they feel about the atrocities of what he did or what he said or how he thinks or how he feels. You know, I think it's going to come down to economics. I don't believe that it'll reach a strike. But I do believe that he'll be forced to sell the team. But we'll see. Like I said, well, it don't look like my boy Matty McFly, S-A-M, is going to show up tonight. So, you know, we're going to jump into another song, you know. Matter of fact, let's jump into that Check My Resume by S.A.M. We're going to come back, and I'm going to give y'all my final thoughts, man. I'm going to get up out of here early tonight.
I flip bud like quarters, coin sauce the referee. Nigga, check my resume. I get that money like clockwork. When I clock in, I'm never late. You could check my resume. These dog hoes fell in love with my breed. I be whipping up that pedigree. Nigga, check my resume. You could check my resume. You could check my resume. I flip bud like quarters, coin sauce the referee. Nigga, check my resume. I get that money like clockwork. When I clock in, I'm never late. You can check my resume. Them dog hoes fell in love with my breed. I be whipping up that pedigree. Nigga, check my resume. Check my motherfucking resume, nigga. You can check my resume. Watch how I regulate. You get money, I rob niggas I never hate. You too light on your feet, and I'm a heavyweight. I punch you out of your sneaks and take your breath away. For my performance, S is my letter grade. Now it's time to hit the block like I'm 7-8. I got no love for them niggas that be spreading hate. They mad cause we out here eating like we never ate. We ballers, you pump fakers, you hesitate. But ain't scoring, now watch us young niggas elevate. You the type of nigga that legislate. We was raised, never tattletale for heaven's sake. Snitching is a choice I will never make. You the type of faggots I desecrate. If you don't believe, then check my resume. The record, let's set it straight. My niggas move heavyweight. Check my resume. I flip bud like quarters, coin sauce the referee. Nigga, check my resume. I get that money like clockwork. When I clock in, I'm never late. You can check my resume. These dog hoes fell in love with my breed. I be whipping up that pedigree. Nigga, check my resume. You can check my resume. You can check my resume. I flip bud like quarters, coin sauce the referee. Nigga, check my resume. I get that money like clockwork. When I clock in, I'm never late. You can check my resume. Them dog hoes fell in love with my breed. I be whipping up that pedigree. Nigga, check my resume. Check my motherfucking resume, nigga. You can check my resume. My niggas move heavyweight. Come through, flood your block, make the levees break. Dubs 1.3, I could smell the hate. Getting money, that's every day. You niggas still pumping nicks, that's petty cake. We measure weight, traffic bud through every state. Flipping bud like quarters, I'm the referee. Control the game, but don't play like the referee. Here I come, I hope you ready like the refugee. I'm giving no info to the death of me. Plus I brought my set with me. Don't give a fuck if you threaten me. We checking X niggas out that be testing me. While addressing me, use a calm tone. Cause it could go down like the Dow Jones. Bullets hit your body, reroute bones. Pick it up, let it ring. And your heart get the Dow tone. And I ain't got a body or nothing. But don't think for one second that a nigga's body bluffing. I think back to Quake Bang, my robbery cousin. We used to beat niggas up, go in they pockets and rummage. Then hit the block, buy bud with that robbery budget. Young without a care, robbing niggas in public. I think back, used to do this shit every day. Stick up kids selling bud with my resume. Niggas check my resume. I flip bud like quarters, coin toss the referee. Niggas check my resume. I get that money like clockwork. When I clock in, I'm never late. You can check my resume. Them dog hoes fell in love with my breed. I be whipping up that pedigree. Nigga, check my resume. Check my motherfucking resume, nigga.
Alright, alright, and we back. You know, I'm sending my little final thoughts out, man. And my final thought, I'm going to speak on professionalism, man. It's like, understand that. I've said this many a time. It's not just your music. I don't care how talented you are, whether you're a great football player, a basketball player, singer, rapper, businessman, have million-dollar product. It's not just your product. Your talent that people invest in. People invest in you as an individual. Are you ethical? Are you professional? Do you handle your business? Are you prompt? Are you somebody that a person wants to get in bed with? Understand, you know, you small little independent radio shows are on the internet, so any and everybody can be listening. You never know who may go back and listen. So when people hear that, oh, such and such was supposed to be on the show, and they tune in and they didn't show up, no excuse was given, no apology, no statement of, excuse me, I meant to be there, but an emergency happened, life and death. Then, you know, people look at that. You know, it's a lot of brothers that didn't go in the first round draft, as I like to use as a metaphor all the time, because personally they weren't as desirable as their talent were. People who were a lot less talented went before them because you're willing to invest in somebody that you know is going to show up, somebody that you don't have to worry about going to jail after he's drafted and given a gazillion dollar contract. So, you know, I'm not going to shout out no BS on nobody or nothing like that. And, you know, y'all can follow the cat SAM on Twitter at IronXSAM. That's IronXSAM. But, you know, just for the future reps, anybody listening in, man, when you're given an opportunity or a platform to promote yourself or promote your music, understand that you are your product and showing up on time, showing up prepared, showing up with your I's and dotted and your T's crossed is very important. You know, with that said, man, you know, I'm going to shout out all the past guests who slid through here, man, and been on time and say we appreciate y'all. You know, till then, man, I'm going to get ready to get up out of here. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Heru Kuti Reborn. That's HERUKHUTIREBORN. Don't forget to follow Tweety Beast, Tweety Bird Central. That's at TWETYBYRDCENTR. I don't know why they wouldn't let us have the AL, but, you know, that's how I go. You know, also, man, go follow my comrade in this radio revolution, you know, Miss Tweety Bird, Tweety B, the rapping, singing, multi-talented graphic designer, radio host at Tweety Bird, that's with a Y334. Also, y'all check out our co-host on Grown Folks Business. As I said before, y'all gonna follow her at countryboy_dham. So, and that's it, I'm out. You know, y'all catch me next week, man. Be here, man, you know. Whether somebody show up or not, you know, the God is gonna be present. Because I am the show. Help me help y'all, man. Support yourself. Peace, man. Salute.
Business production.
Uh-huh.
They cheated.
I mean, I can't explain it, man.
That why them hoes jock.
I'm going to explain to y'all.
That why them hoes jock.
Why they on the nigga? Chill.
I get guap bottle pop.
I get it.
That why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy wash.
Got it.
That why them hoes jock. Only dime left the slot.
I do it.
That why them hoes jock. Only hard, no rock.
Swish.
That why them hoes jock.
They
why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
They why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
Guap bottle pop. They why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
Dime flip the slot. They why them hoes jock.
They jockin'.
Heart no rock. They why them hoes jock.
They jockin' on my swag, guess it cause it's at 100. They jockin' on my hustle, guess it cause I got some money. They jockin' on my bitch, guess it cause she speak no English. They jockin' on her fit designer, shit straight out of Neiman's. They jockin' on my watch, that Breitling got me counting seconds. They jockin' on my shades, D&G show her reflection. They jockin' on my kicks, Creator Rex and every color. They jockin' on the Corvette in like a motherfucker. They jockin' on the telly, never bring them bitches home. They jock on my aroma, Dolce with a hint of strong. They jockin' on the Prada, guess they see the traffic jumpin'. They don't jock on you, I guess it cause they know you nothin'.
I get guap bottle pop. They why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy watch. They why them hoes jock. Only dime, nothing slop. They why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock. They why them hoes jock. They why them hoes jock. They why them hoes jock. I get guap bottle pop. They why them hoes jock. Only dime, nothing slop. They why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock.
They why them hoes jock. They jockin' on my lingo, guess they love my country grammar. They jockin' on my state I represent, go Alabama. They jockin' on my plug, nobody got a better number. They jockin' on my driver, 50 carries, never fumble. They jockin' on my cut, a nigga lookin' so distinguished. They jockin' on my girls, girl, she thick and dark like Venus. They jockin' on my Twitter, I get mentioned after mention. They jockin' on my cash, I just buy them niggas rentin'. They jockin' on the squad, got them saying dollar sign. They jockin' on my place on ESPN bottom line. They jockin' on the grind, guess it cause I handle business. They jockin' on the life, I don't talk, I go and live it.
I get guap bottle pop. They why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy watch. They why them hoes jock. Only dime left and slop. They why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock. They why them hoes. They why them hoes jock. They why them hoes jock. I get guap bottle pop. They why them hoes jock. Only dime left and slop. They why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock. They why them hoes jock.
game.